This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. I want to get right to it. You know, we always scream and yell and holler about our kids' education, how bad the public school systems are and what have you, but you know what? You have options. You have, you know, choices available to you, even from within the public school world. And let me bring a good friend of mine on in, and he started the charter school system years ago, and you do have options to help your children. You know, I love to talk about education, and I love to talk about school systems and districts all across the country, some of the crazy stuff going on, and really what your kids are getting, what they're being exposed to at school. Not like it was back when we were kids. I know we heard that from our fathers and our grandfathers, but Jeff Brown has joined me. He's the founder of Learn for Life. It's a charter school program. You've got 85 schools in California, you're in Ohio and Michigan, and hopefully taking on more of the country. Jeff, thanks for being with me today.
It's my pleasure.
You know, when it comes to education, it's really funny. This country has done education the same for 100 years. You go into a classroom, you sit down behind a desk, somebody speaks at you for all intents and purposes, and the kids might engage. But, you know, I'd love to come into the new system. We don't use horses anymore. We use cars now. What is the difference between a charter school and a public school?
Well, a charter school is a public school, but the situation, the difference is that you have more ability. You have the ability to reach out to the students and provide a program that fits their needs. And when you talk about sitting in school 6 hours a day with nothing else happening to you, you know, the dropout rate is high, and a lot of it's boredom because the kids don't have an opportunity. Education hasn't changed in 200 years except for the charter movement. Now, obviously, I'm biased, but only because I watch it work. And it's so important to be able to reach these students and give them opportunities to learn. Everyone doesn't fit one kind of line of education.
Well, for transparency, you and I have known each other for years, and I remember when you were starting to roll this out and starting to move forward with this, and I was thinking, well, it's, you know, it's just another, like, pseudo-semi-private place where people go that really can't. And I've come to see and learn that charter schools, even though they're public schools for all intents and purposes, they can move easier. They can move better. It seems like they can take care of the needs truly of the community as a whole a little easier than a regular comprehensive public school.
You know, kids are going to graduate from school, whether or not they graduate 100% educational program or they graduate, as in California, by 62% of the kids graduate. They're going to graduate. How do we reach more of them? And what do they do after they graduate? And are we keeping these kids informed of opportunities in life later? Primarily, charter schools look toward that. We look toward an at-risk population. What does that really mean? Does that mean at-risk? When the first thing you hear about that, you think you got bad kids. No, they're at risk of not graduating and getting an education.
Yeah, but you deal with the kids that also, you know, and I'm kind of jumping all around the place here, but I like this. You're dealing, when you said at risk, both people heard that and said, yeah, those are those kids that can't hang out in high school anyhow. But wait a minute. Some of those kids may have had some personal issues that came down that they have to deal with. Some of them are working, you know, for family. Some of them are doing things here in California, in Hollywood. They're trying to pursue their careers, and a comprehensive high school might not work out for them, right?
That's absolutely true. That's an exceptional situation where you have students that are theatrical or students that are athletic and they're actually having to spend a lot of time doing that. We can provide an education that fits them. But that's great. But what about the young mother that all of a sudden she's had a baby, a baby's having babies, she's 15 years old. What does she do? What about the young man that has to help support his family because they have illnesses or sicknesses or the parents aren't working and they have to go out and support them? Who's going to be able to provide an education for them? We are.
Yeah, and you know, what's close to my heart, career tech education, the schools today don't, look, not that they do a bad job of it, but the funding isn't there for them. They're dealing with a larger number of kids. It's very hard to put those out. And a charter school is in a unique position to be able to get and offer those families.
You made a comment a little while ago. We've known each other for quite a long time. And I'm going to have to blame you for part of the career tech educational programs that we put forward, because you came to me many years ago, and I mean 8 or 10 years ago, and said, so what are you doing with these kids after they graduate? And you were interested, obviously, in radio and in television and things that we could reach out to those kids. It did create a little light for me and say, hey, you know, we really need to do something for that. And we have. And we've really reached out to provide these kids with avenues after they go out of high school. They're not all going to go to university. They're not all going to go to community college. We prefer they do. But where do we put them?
You know, Jeff, funny you should say that, because there was just a report out that said only 1 in 4 careers require a college education. I'm not putting down a college education, don't get me wrong, but, you know, I always get a kick out of people I speak with about their kids are going to go become doctors and lawyers. Well, who's going to fix your car? Who's going to build your house, right?
You know, the doctor has to be able to get to work. Right. And in order to be able to do that, he does need his transportation. Who's going to drive the transportation? Who's going to fix the transportation? Who's going to provide the materials they need? You know, everything that you have in your hand, in your house, down this comes from some truck company, comes from some railroad company, comes from people who have to maintain those things. And those are good jobs. What are we doing? Okay, in your regular high schools, and they're starting to come back to that. I see a little bit more of that activity. I think it's because it's demanded. The kids, you're right, 1 in 4.
Yeah, you know, we'll be back in a minute more with Jeff Brown. And is charter an option for you? Could be. But you won't find out unless you come back and listen. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% set of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You know, listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Let's just hit with it. You know, I'm on my kick about education. We're coming up at the end of the school year, and you need to know what your options are. You need to know what you have available. All right, I'll learn how to speak English eventually. Our continued discussion on education. I've got Jeff Brown here with me. He's the founder of the Learn for Life charter school program. And, you know, Jeff and I have known each other for years, and I'm very impressed in how charter schools, you know, people think the charter schools are a private school of some kind. And they're a public school. They're funded with public funds, and it's open to everybody in the community, correct? I mean, any students, you know.
And there are no fees to become a student in the charter school.
Right. But, and I know I'm going to get slack for this. I don't really care, though, because if it's about the kids, it's about the kids, right? You can move it. The charter school groups can move a little easier when it comes to doing certain things like career tech ed. And I've been up to your charter school several times, and the thing that impresses me is it's not like you walk in and you're doing printing or you're doing wood shop, because I'm still stuck on those. We need those basic skill sets. But your printing program, the thing that I loved about that was it goes from a customer walking in the door, you learn how to treat a customer, you learn how to do bidding, estimates, you learn how to buy product, you learn how to set schedule. This is real life. This isn't, hey, look, I know how to print things from my mother's, PTA meeting. They learn how to do real high-end brochures, banners, and what have you. Tell me about that program and why you felt like you had to do that whole program like that.
I kind of think you've covered that concept pretty well, Joe. And how it happened was we were obviously needing materials to be printed and so forth. And we contacted a small print company that was in town. And they were not doing too well, but we asked them if they would help us. And we could send some students over there to learn, and we would work an intern program. Well, it sort of grew out of that. And the company said, how would you like to take this company and make it work for the students? And we became part of our school. And what do is we actually take the students. You're right, we create a store. There is a retail store that people come in from the community. They want to buy T-shirts. They want to have them emblazoned with materials for their companies. They want to have it for their sports for people. They want to have trophies. Well, okay, we can not only purchase the shirts for our students to print the materials on them, but the kids actually learn how to do this. And the kids actually now get a certification showing that they're obviously able to work on many, many of these printing presses, printing machines, double down machines, they're called. I really know very little about that. And what it does is it gives the kids an education beyond an education. And what we're trying, well, that sounds kind of silly, but what we're trying to say is, what happens to our students when they get their diploma? What happens? Printing? Yes. Computers? Yes. You talked about earlier, we mentioned mechanics and we mentioned wood shop. We don't have a wood shop, but we have people that have carpentry businesses, mm-hmm. and we do internship programs with
internship.
Them.
Got it. That's the way to go.
Kids go out and they learn while they're in school getting their high school diploma. Okay, then what? We want to follow through on our students. So we've actually created a system to provide the kids with future education. When they leave us, they can come back for advice, for counseling, and we want to make sure they're successful in the future. That's what a charter school does. That's what we have the opportunity to do. Remember that our teachers have 25 to 1, 25 students a week, not an hour. A week. I mean, you know, I remember when I went to school, I sat in class with 40 kids. And fortunately, I had parents at home that made me learn. But otherwise, I don't know if I would have.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to go back to the Stone Age, but you know, you and I kind of grew up in the same kind of environment. I grew up in Boston, and we had for my North End friends, we had a North Bend Industrial School building, and after school, I would go there, and you learned how to work with tools and what have you, and it was one way to keep you off the streets, but it wasn't a program. It was just basically to keep you off the streets. But I learned a lot there, and somewhere along the line, we started to poo-poo these things. You know, that you were going to have a solid education, and this is, you know, go to high school at 8 o'clock in the morning, you leave at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's just life. But doesn't work that way. Not, as you said earlier, we've been doing this for 200 years, and not every child learns the same way.
We have WIOA programs now that we're very active with. And what,
the other form, what is WIOA?
Well, it's a work improvement. It's a work performance situation that's set up. It's a federal program, and there's a few of them. There's the WIOA programs, there's the communities and schools programs, and the JAG programs, and all these programs are designed for students that are graduating from high school. Well, with our WIOA program, we work it while they're in high school, which means that they're actually out getting jobs while they're attending school so that they get their diploma. They've already got the job, and a great many of our kids are walking out of high school with a diploma and making $50,000, $60,000 a year.
That's tough, yes. That's really tough.
You know, and that's opening salary. So we're not talking now $10 an hour, $12 an hour.
No, it's you spend all those years in high school, you got to get a little bit more than, you know, math, science, history, and English out of that. I love what you do. The other thing is, when kids come to you sometimes, you talked about it earlier about being at risk. It doesn't mean they're at risk of going to jail. It means they're at risk of not having enough credits to graduate. Do you find that many of the kids go back to a quote-unquote comprehensive high school when they come to your charter program?
About a third of our students will have left high school for whatever reason. Their peer groups are still in high school. They come to us. They wind up catching up with their credits. They wind up getting the education. And then they will return to their school, but now they have a foundation of learning. They have learned how to learn, and they can work around what's happening in the high school, and they go back and they graduate with their peers. We're very proud of that. We're very proud of being partners with our high schools and our communities. We're not against our high schools. We're a safety net. We're out there trying to pick up those students that are leaving and giving them an opportunity to advance in not only in life, but in school themselves.
Well, you know, I'm kind of like a bulldog with a bone here, so I'm stuck on the career tech ed thing.
I noticed.
But the beauty behind what you do, too, is that, look, when I went to school, if I wanted to pursue a career of what have you, I'd have to run out right after school, try to find some guy to hire me as an electrician. That was what I loved to do at the time, and beg the guy to take me on at 2 o'clock in the afternoon when they're pretty much done with their day. The beauty behind what you're doing, or what a charter school can also offer, and I'm not taking away from the regular general education, but it is an option. It's a viable and real option for a kid that wants to get into digital printing, a digital video. I mean, my joke is, it's not, we'll talk about this on the other side of the break, but no but, Messina, shut up. We're going to be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host, talking about alternative types of education that will work for your kids. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump's stance on immigration has caused controversy back home, and on his first official visit to the UK, he tells The Sun he thinks London's first Muslim mayor is doing a terrible job on immigration.
Allowing millions and millions of people to come in to Europe is very, very sad. I think you're losing your culture.
Also in his interview with The Sun, President Trump warned a so-called soft Brexit would kill the chances of a trade deal between the U.S. and Great Britain. President Trump told NATO allies they aren't spending enough on defense. But after their meeting, Trump said the allies have substantially upped their commitment.
The United States commitment to NATO is very strong, remains very strong.
But ABC reports the president of France says their immediate spending plans have not changed at all, saying France would hit the spending targets the U.S. wants in 2024. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Look, there are ways to help your children get the education they need. You just got to do a little work. It's free. It's good. I mean, look at it. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with public schools, but there are, you know, every education system has its problems, challenges. All right, we're back at it with education. We're on an education kick, and I got to tell you, I'm here with Jeff Brown, the founder of Learn for Life, the charter school program. They've got schools in California, Ohio, and Michigan. And if you don't know what a charter, before we get into this, again, quickly, what is the difference between the charter school and a regular comprehensive high school?
Opportunity. What the difference really is we obviously have to follow the curriculums and the regular programs that a high school would have. In order for us to provide a diploma to a student, it has to meet the curriculum of whatever state we're in, whether it be California, Michigan, or Ohio, or wherever. We have to be able to do that. Now, what do we do beyond that? Beyond that, we actually work with the student individually. What are your needs? One of the things that we find, not too happily, but we'll get a student that comes to us as supposedly, let's say, as a sophomore or by age or a junior, but they're reading at fifth grade level. their math is at fourth grade level. And these are kids that have been through the school programs. It's not because the teachers in a regular school haven't tried. I have a lot of empathy for a teacher that's in a classroom with 40 kids trying to reach an individual student. We can reach that student. We can do more. Now, back to your CTE probe, because I know you're not going to let me get away from this. What do we do with the kid after they graduate? What do we do with this kid while they're learning? What do we do with this kid that needs to have a future? First of all, let's find out what they're interested in. Mm-hmm. Let's find out what that student likes to do. Maybe the student likes to do art. Maybe the student likes to build cabins. Maybe the kid likes birdhouses. Maybe the kid likes to work on television, as you said, or work with computers. We need to find that out, and then we gear the kid toward that. Now, maybe, and this is what's really fun, maybe it's not what they really want to do, but we give them an opportunity to do it. They're building houses for people, in the community. Why not use our kids in there? And we're approaching them with that, too. Let's take our kids and get them involved in community activities. And we encourage our students to do that.
Now, and I love the thing with technology. It's very hard, and let's be clear, people. I'm not putting down the traditional public school system. That's not what I'm doing here, or Jeff, for that matter. But they can't move as quickly, and that's because of state laws and regulations and other things that they've got going on. I joked about the rabbit ears, for instance, you know. Hard for school to catch up with those kind of things. And how have you seen over the years, you know, you've been doing this, what did you say, 17 years?
17, yeah.
All right. So when you first started, the need for the understanding of, how have you seen this grow over the years?
We started pretty much in the early days of the charter movement in California. We started, it started in 1992, but it's just a long growth. And we started in 2001. And when I first started, it was just merely something felt would benefit some students that were dropping out of school. We weren't looking forward to any kind of growth. We didn't realize that there were so many students that were disappointed in what was happening to them, that they were given up on. These are the kids that sit in the back of the classroom. These are the kids that don't raise their hands. These are the kids that have family problems. They're considered at risk, and we used that term before. They're at risk of not graduating. And a lot of the counselors in schools now are beginning to recognize that and are recommending them to the charter school to help with them. We're their partners. We want, especially in our schools. And there was always resentment. They thought we were stealing their students. No, we're not. We're trying to give them back. And we're trying to be a safety net and provide them with a future. And many of the high schools really like, especially in our programs, really enjoy working with our teens to put these kids on a direct future line of path for them.
You know what's funny is, obviously, I'm on a school board, and I feel like the underdog on the board, but not because I'm senseless, but because I don't have the education that the other board members have, and I don't have the experience in education. And what I found out is at first when they would poo-poo some of the things that I would say, now they're starting to figure out that I might be, for lack of a better term, that average Joe. I'm the kid that wouldn't have stayed in high school if a counselor wouldn't have grabbed me by the back of the neck and said, you know, Messina, you're not college material. Let's get you down to a wood shop. Let's get you down and get you working with your hands and using your brain. And it turned me on. It got me excited about staying in school.
There's a little hook. That's a clue that I think that most of the high school and the educators need to know. What keeps a kid in school?
Bingo.
And it isn't learning your math tables. And it is, but you need them.
Yep.
And it isn't knowing what Shakespeare said to, you know, about Romeo and Juliet. Or that may excite you, and that might be something you are interested in. So therefore, we have a drama class. But what keeps you in high school? And it is interest. It's something that excites you. And we try to excite the kid. And we can only do that by finding what does excite that student and what their future looks like.
Yeah, I get excited about any program that we can do. It's not just the purity of keeping a kid in school and giving them an education, but the worst thing a kid can do is graduate from high school, standing there with a diploma in his hand and go, I don't even know what I want to do. Grab the passion, show them that they've got a purpose in life and how you can help them achieve that purpose, and you'll keep them in school. Am I correct?
Yeah, you're correct. Yeah. And one of the things, and I deal with a lot of high school folks, obviously, because I work with superintendents in districts and principals in districts that are using our services. And one of the things that they find that they don't have the opportunity to do, and that is to individually work with each student to see. They have counselors, and that's great. Right. And the counselors reach out. But in our program, each teacher becomes a counselor because they only have 25 kids to worry about.
Yeah. The average counselor in California in the larger school districts, they've got 400 to 1.
You're being kind.
Well, I'm trying to average it out in my head quickly, but you're right. I mean, 400 to 1, that means that the kids that are self-starters at the very top who think they have all the answers are not getting any real treatment. The counselors are pseudo-beating their brains out with the middle group, and the lower group kind of falls through the cracks because they don't know what to do with them anyhow. You don't have that same kind of challenge, do you?
No, we don't. And our kids, I work in some very interesting areas. We go where the students need us most. And I work in areas that you're not familiar with if you're not part of Southern California or even Northern California. But I work in East L.A. I work in the Watts areas. I work in a lot of gang-affiliated areas. And what's amazing is that the kids that come to us are these kids that are living in these communities. We don't have graffiti in our schools. We don't have kids dropping out of our schools. We have kids that are interested in staying because there is more to it than just the basic education. There's interest in that student. What is it you want, Harry? What is it you want, Jane? What is it you want, Phyllis, or whatever? Let's make sure it works. And it isn't just the education they're getting. It's the education in the future. I had a judge come to us and was actually talking to a group of our students. It was at a graduation. And the judge said at the graduation when he saw these kids standing up, and a great many of them were the first ones to graduate from their family and stuff, and he says, you know what I see? I see you standing before me here today getting a graduation diploma. I won't see you standing before me in court.
You know what? It is so. I can tell you, personal story. I got about a minute left on the segment, but my youngest son, he doesn't mind me telling the story. He was a perpetual student. He was in summer school every year. He couldn't go on a vacation because of this kid. But he was problematic. And one of the larger school districts kept telling me, he's fine, he's doing okay, you're just going to have to accept the fact that you have a C student. And I wasn't one of those parents that thought all my kids had were A students and were perfect. I knew they were problematic. But he couldn't read. Mm-hmm. I didn't find that out until we were sitting at the table one day reading something, and he couldn't read. And his behavioral issues was because he wasn't reading and he would act out in class. So we put him in a program, spent big bucks as a family, put him in a program, got him reading, and guess what happened? His behavioral issues went away for the most part, because he's still a bit of a character. But his behavioral issues went away. But all of a sudden he was reading, he was participating in class, his math scores went up tremendously. And to your point, you know, here's a large school one, and
do not let them tell you that you don't know your children. Do not let them tell you that they know better than you. I'm Joe Messina, your host, for The Real Side. More on alternative education on this other question.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Let's get back at it. An alternative way to help your kids get through this whole education thing and find a true career that they love. All right, I'm back again with Jeff Brown. He is the founder of Learn for Life, the Learn for Life Charter School Program, and I always enjoy. I love talking about education. You guys who pay attention, some of you guys who listen on a regular basis know that. Jeff and I have known each other for quite a few years, and I've watched the charter school program grow. So I see what they do for kids, and I get so frustrated and irritated with people who come in and say, oh, no, they're just in it for the money, and they're in it because they don't have to do what we do. And whatever. But you know what? You're graduating kids. You have kids coming out of there with smiles on their faces, not with the angst of, oh, my God, I got to go back to school in the morning. And for you parents, yeah, you know, I'm rambling here, but for you parents, just think about something. You have a choice as to where to send your child. You're not... Don't say anything because I don't want you to get in trouble. But the public school system in this country is probably the only system where the government pretty much forces your child into a school that might be subpar, substandard, and kids are failing in that school system. And you're technically, you're stuck there if there isn't another alternative opportunity in that area. And that's just not good. And the charter schools offer a real viable other alternative, don't they?
Yes, the charter movement does. And within the charter movement, there are a lot of different alternative educational programs available. There is online programs in the charter movement. There are seat-based programs, very similar to a regular school. However, less students and more opportunity for a broader. Ours is a personalized learning program where we work within a whole different bunch of systems, some seat-based programs, which are designed for those students that really need to hit a particular program. I'll tell you a story about my son and how I got involved in the charter school. It was really kind of interesting because I had no knowledge. I'm not an educator. I came from a world of business, and I was interested in my community and what was going on. My son had some problems in school. As a matter of fact, he was sort of a dropout of school, and he wanted to go in the service. And this was back in the day when you had to have a high school diploma, not just a GED, but he had to have a high school diploma. So he went to a recruiting sergeant, and he wanted to go into service. He was good with his hands. He wanted to be a helicopter mechanic. Okay, this is great, but you got to get your high school diploma. So he said, Dad, I've got to go back to high school. He had dropped out, and I said, well, if you do, you're going to be 12 years old here. It means that you'll be in the house at 6 o'clock at night, and you're going to do your homework. And he only had a year to go, and he did it. He did it in about 6 months. He went in the service, and he got got to be a helicopter mechanic. So he came back, and I was saying to him, so how's it going? He said, oh, great, I'm teaching. I said, wait, well, stop. What do you mean you're teaching? You barely got through high school. How can you be teaching? He said, because when I got there, they were showing me one thing at a time. Then I would learn the next thing at a time. When I was in school, they were doing six different things a day, and I couldn't keep up with it. When the charter program was first introduced to me, it was based on, let's find out what the student needs. Let's give them assessment tests, find out where they're weak. If they're weak in math, then let's hit them successful in math and then teach them to be successful enough and take the time. That's what happened to me and to our group. So we started doing that. And all of a sudden we found the kid, yeah, I can do math now, I can do reading now, and what else can I do? And that's when we began to use the alternative education program of a combination, some seat-based, some online, and mostly one-on-one.
Yeah, I've been to your facilities, growing up in the computer world too. I went in and saw your computer programs there, and the kids are getting hands-on. But it's your computer guy, your technology guy, which is now CEO of the company, or
Skip Hansen's our CEO.
I met him back when he was plugging in printers for the company. So he's grown along with it, which I personally, I'm one of those believers that thinks that's the way it should be. He knows the flavor, he knows the character of the company. You know what I'm saying? But I have a little kinship with him because of the technology world. And those kids in there aren't just learning, and I think probably partly because of him, but they're not just learning the book side of how you learn computers. They see it in a real-world environment. They're working on it in a real-world environment.
They're working on the computer.
Yeah.
I mean, we actually have them hands-on in a lot of our programs. We talked in another program about the print shops, and we do have them learning how to do printing. We have them learning how to take a computer apart, put it together. They learn coding. As a matter of fact, our coding team is number two in the state in the coding recently last year in the competition. So we're very excited about that. Joe, we started this 17 years ago with 9 employees and 50 kids. And today, I've got almost 2,000 employees throughout the state, and we're serving over 40,000 kids. So is there a need? Yeah. But not just in the education of getting a diploma in their future. We have the opportunity to look toward their future, which many comprehensive high schools just don't have the time. Not that they don't want to. They do want to.
Yeah.
They don't have the time.
Well, you know what? It's hard for, you know, again, to your point earlier, it's really hard for a teacher who has 45 minutes, you know, got to get the kids in there, got to get them settled down, got to take attendance, got to make sure they did their homework. What do they get, 11 minutes for teaching? Seriously?
The
time they're done?
6 minutes a week.
Wow. 6 minutes a week?
Think about it. You have a kid come to your class. You have 45 minutes of 15. You're taking their, you're taking, make sure the kid's in class. You're taking the list of students. Then you're going to your whiteboard or blackboard or your computer, and you're showing what the program. But then you're having turning in their program, and then two kids put their hands up. And bing, the bell rings, and you go to another class.
You know, you and I were talking during the break. I said Michelle Rhee was one of my heroes, and she was the head of the DC program for the longest time there. Or at one point in time, there was a flip. And the flip was that there were actually more charter schools than there were comprehensive public schools. And even they went to a voucher system for a short period of time where private schools, and it was killing the public schools for all intents and purposes. But the reason wasn't because people wanted to just go to a private school. The reason was the public schools were not serving the interests of the children. Instead of getting behind Rhee and which was the superintendent of schools there, instead of getting behind her, people came against her. And there was an African-American group that came out and said, no, we want these charter schools. They're actually helping our kids. We have more kids graduating. I just come to find out that 40% of the charter schools are on the West Coast. It seems like the East Coast is not very welcoming to charter schools. And on top of that, I didn't know this till today, 60% of charter schools are in inner cities. What does it tell you?
It tells you the inner cities are in great need, and obviously that students are responding to the charter school. I had an interesting experience recently. I was in a community that we have one of our classroom-based school, not classroom-based, but resource centers in, and I went to see the superintendent of that district because we were not petitioned by that district, but we were there, and I wanted to explain to him who we were and could I be of service to him. So he said, well, you know, I don't really need you here. And I said, really? I said, why is that? And he said, well, I've got a good comprehensive school system. I do have an independent study program. It's limited to 10% of his population. I have a continuation school for kids that are ready to drop out. Of course, we just kind of warehouse them there. And I have an online program. So what do I need you for? And I said, the reason I'm here in your district is because you are a forward-thinking superintendent, and you want to make things work better for you. And you're one of the better schools in California because you're graduating 72% of your kids, where a lot of schools in California are graduating 62% of your kids. I said, so why am I here? 28% of your kids are not in school. I want to help you out. I want to be your partner. And, of course, there wasn't too much you could say about that, except he recognized what we were trying to do. And what we're doing is not trying to take kids out of the school. We're trying to put the kids into education.
You know, Jeff, we only got another 2 minutes here, but if you're in California, Ohio, Michigan, and let's say somebody listening today or a group of parents, because that's usually how it starts, you know, or how it started in the past. You've got a group of parents who feel like they're not being heard and their kids aren't being taken care of. They go to the local school board and they go, hey, we're doing the best we can, have a nice day. If somebody wants to reach out to you in I don't know, Kentucky, and say, hey, this sounds like something we need. We've got 40% of our kids are dropping out of school. How do they get the ball rolling? How do they reach out and beg for help?
Well, I think they should reach not just necessarily toward us, but toward any kind of charter school program. You, first of all, you've got to go to your legislatures, and you've got to get them to understand that there are alternatives. That have them look at their own school districts. Have them visit. At local community people, your school boards, who are usually dedicated folks that really want to see their school work. Right. You got to get them involved in the fact that their school's not working. And can they make it work? Sure they can. It's a matter of educating the educators that the charter movement is not their enemy.
No.
It's their friend.
Well, if it's for the kids, if it's truly for the kids, you should be able to, they should be able to work with them and get it done right. Look, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. A lot more coming up after the break. And look, get involved in kids' education, whatever it takes. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?